It's only been a few weeks since we heard about the Kenai Airport Bronze Bear Family Sculpture Project from former airport manager Mary Bondurant and Christine Cunningham. And here we are with some really great news, Mary. It was more of a dream before when we were talking, but now it looks like it's coming into fruition, because this isn't government spending. This isn't the city doing this. This is coming out of the private sector. And tell everyone what the private sector has stepped up for this Family Bear project already.
Yes. Thank you for the interview with Christine and myself a couple weeks ago, because I received a phone call from Grand Aviation and Three Bears Alaska wanting to be a title sponsor for the project. And they are each have pledged $30,000 apiece, so $60,000 towards our project.
Mary, you've been here for a long time, but does the generosity of this community, even like times such as they are now, absolutely amaze you?
It does. It does. And to receive a phone call like that, we've worked on this project for almost a year and a half now. The bears are designed, and we're just ready to collect the funds so we can move forward with the casting and the installation, hoping for the fall of 2025.
Now, how much money is still left to be raised?
Well, the bears themselves are $150,000. So we've got $60,000 and some other funds that private parties have donated through our Bronze Bear website. So, and we've added a contingency of about $50,000, because we need to put some foundation work in there and possibly some lighting, so that in the winter we have lights situated so they shine on the bears like in the wintertime.
Now, I remember in the building of the Challenger Learning Center, when we went out to the public and people could buy bricks and have their names there. And now, after that has been there and been so fruitful in the education of our young people, this is something that I think the public's going to want to participate in. And coming up this Friday is going to be an opportunity to paint and sip. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we're part of our grant application. Is community involvement. So we've come up with a sip and paint that will be held at the Kenai Chamber on February 21st from 5:30 to 7:30, and you'll be able to paint either a king salmon or a red salmon, because the mama bear in the sculpture garden will be in a stream and she will have captured a sockeye salmon.
So this will be our way of making a donation and being part of the Bear Family Project.
Yes, definitely.
Do you have any idea when the project might be completed and when the next time we touch down in Kenai we will be able to not only realize that we're home, but where our home is and the habitat that it serves?
Yes, we're hoping for the fall of 2025.
This fall?
This fall.
Wow. And this Friday is the time you can step up and learn more about it. Will there be a model that will be on display soon?
Yes, they are. I've talked to the artist, and he is promised to have a miniature here by March 5th for our presentation at the Kenai Chamber.
Okay. For this Friday, do we need to sign up in advance, or can we just show up?
No, you need to sign up. And if you go to the website for the Bronze Bear Sculpture, there's a link there, and just click on the link. It's $30, and sign up, and you get a ticket.
And you get a fish to take home with you.
Yes, you do. And you can buy additional fish for $15.
Cool. We are going to feed the bears.
We are going to feed the bears.
Mary Bondurant and Christine Cunningham have chaired up this committee that has really gone to work and gotten that generous community, and we're going to be all so grateful when it's in completion. It's the Kenai Airport Bronze Bear Family Sculpture Project. You're going to want to know about it and have a little sip, paint and sip this Friday. Thank you, Mary. Merle Sikorsky returning you to that Bronze Bear sound of KSRM.